Grazed Throwdown. We have contestants Grazed Gavel versus the Seriously Grazed podcast.
Yeah.
Grazed Gavel, represented by Lisa and Liv. Can you tell us a little bit about how you fell in love with Grey's Anatomy?
Stumbled across it Sunday night while I was in bed. That's it.
Which alone? Which season?
I was not alone. Oh, season one. That's when it started on Sunday night, girls. At least here in California, it was Sunday night was the first season. And then eventually it moved over to
How cute. We taught them something. Oh, little Kay and Amanda. See, Mama's going to tell you all kinds of stories tonight.
All right, Liv, tell us a little bit about your about Grazed Gavel, the site.
Grazed Gavel. So Grazed Gavel was founded in 2006 by a woman by the name of Sarah. She was over in Australia, and she had the amazing idea. And so they kind of held the site, but her life started changing. And in August of 2012, she put it up for sale. And so me and Lisa made the decision to buy it, and we have been running it ever since. I just got a new dress. Did you see it's new?
Yes.
Gigi's new dress today? Do you girls
very
like
pretty.
It?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
Great. All right. Seriously Grazed podcast represented by Amanda and Kay.
Yeah.
All right. They are Canadians.
Yeah.
Oh, representing the Maple Leaf.
Yes.
And Amanda, can you tell us a little bit about how you found Grazed?
I sure can, Sam. Well, I was just actually watching, it wasn't Grey's Anatomy, I stumbled across Can't Buy Me Love, and I kind of fell in love with a younger Patrick Dempsey, and so I went on his IMDb and started trying to find things that he was in, and so I was on YouTube, and for the first clip that I saw was of him and Meredith when she was snoring in season three. So I went out and I bought all the seasons, and I just watched them all, and I fell in love.
And Aww. Kay, our French-Canadian?
Yes. I was in front of my TV, stumbled on an episode randomly. It was the ferry boat crash. And I remember seeing Izzy on the screen saying, "Rockstar!" And I decided that that show seemed interesting, and I liked Izzy. So next summer, I went and bought the seasons and watched them, and I've been hooked ever since.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about the Seriously Grazed podcast?
Seriously Grazed podcast. It's hosted by me and Amanda, and sometimes Sam co-hosts with us, and we have other guests, and we discuss every episode of Grey's Anatomy, and we do special podcasts during hiatuses. And it's awesome. It's just awesome fans discussing the show that we love, and keeps the discussion going. And it's hot. We love it. We love it.
And can you guys talk a little bit about how you found out about each other?
Me and Kay?
No. The Grazed Gavel. How did you find out about TSG?
Well, honestly, even before we owned Grazed Gavel, somehow, because I was an extreme fan before, I just stumbled upon it the same way, and then I kind of saw that it was over on another link and kind of clicked it out, and I listened to a few episodes. That was kind of surreal even to hear your guys' voice, because I had previously listened to your podcast.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Podcasters, did you know about Grazed Gavel beforehand?
Yes.
That was close.
It's the biggest fan site out there, so of course I go there for news. And I love the editorials and the bloggers and the great site.
When I first got into Grey's Anatomy, it was one of the sites that I would check every morning for my Grey's Anatomy news. That was before.
All right, ladies. just to let you know, we need a group chat on Skype, and then I need everybody's individual windows open. I've got everybody ready to go, so we should be there.
You mean individual windows open?
Meaning, like, I'll be able to text you individually.
Oh, okay. All
right. Trust me, you're gonna need the teamwork on this.
Okay,
so just to let you know, it's coming.
Okay.
Shoot, I'm scared.
You
should be. All right. So just while you guys are all setting up, I need to thank a few people for helping me find trivia. For 2 weeks, I've had a forum open, I've had emails, and you guys and fans, you guys have rocked hard on this. So I need to thank Where's GT, Pam Fear, Awesome Grays, Grays Rocks My World, Grays Girl CA, Diana, Simac 29, Corrine Mahaney, Vicky 1992, and all those lovely anons.
Yay!
So thank you, Twitter fans. Thank you, Gabble fans that saw it on the site and linked their way there. Thank you even to the bitches that sent me the nasty shit, too. You know what? That's all right. I'll take it. I laughed at it. All right. So, fun. All right. Anyway, so here we go. Now, thank you to the fans. Now, let's get into the throwdown instructions.
Woo!
Sorry.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
You sure are.
Okay.
I was right. Born ready.
Just, oh my gosh, you just crawled out of the freaking out. No, I'm not going there. Alright, here we go. The throwdown goes like this. There are three main rounds. Each round has five trauma questions. Okay, trauma questions, just like in an operation or if we were pulling things off the ambulance, trauma questions will not score you points. They just get you to the OR. The OR is where you score points. So
is
whoever
the
wins
call
the
room?
Well, that's where you just score, baby. So whoever, the thing is that the trauma question is going to be a toss-up question. The OR question is where you really score your points. So the trauma question is going, each surgery will have a category. All right. Three main rounds. Each round has five trauma questions. The trauma questions are not worth points, but they will get you to the OR, not on-call room, where you can score points. You score points during surgery. Whoever wins the trauma question gets to operate for the points. Each surgery will have a category announced, but the team that missed the trauma question has the option to shout crash cart after the category is announced. And don't worry, we're going to do a practice round so you guys can see how this works.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. Crash carts can be called during any surgery. It can't be called during the surgery, though. It can be called right before.
Okay.
But while the trauma winners are not penalized for wrong answers in the surgery, the crash cart calls are. You're only going to be given answer, and they will only be given the answers missed by the winning trauma team. So we're going to do a practice test.
Okay. Oh, all right? God.
Okay.
I'm scared.
I am too. See? Someone else is, too.
Do I have to yell something?
Not yet.
Okay.
The trauma questions are first come, first serve. What I need you guys to do is in your text box for the group chat,
mm-hmm.
you're going to just, to buzz in, you're just going to, I don't care, it could be an X, it could be whatever, just make some sort of letter and press enter first.
Okay.
Now, whoever, the one that I see first on my screen, and if you want to ask me for a screenshot, I will give it to you, but it will take forever. Yeah. The first person that I see X on, yeah, there, thank you. Okay, so here's, don't put anything down, I'll just put pract. Okay, so the first person that signs it, don't, Kay. Okay, so.
No, I'm, can
you're
I?
Just ready.
Yeah.
You can put your X in, you can get ready.
I'm just
and then
ready.
Alright, so this is how it's going to roll. This would be an example of a trauma question. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
First person to appear on my screen will answer. Wrong answers can be saved by the other team. So, for instance, if Liv wins the X but misses the question, it goes over to a representative from TSG podcast.
Can't we do it together?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we have to X again?
You have... No. It bounces back. So, somebody from... Yeah.
Okay.
So one of you answers. If you miss it, it goes back to the other team.
Okay.
And the part, for instance, Lisa would pick it up. If it is missed four times, then mm-hmm. you get to call Twitter. You can ask the question to Twitter.
Okay.
But that's the only time that Liv, make sure you're in group chat.
So do we talk separately to decide who takes the question?
I'm in group chat right now.
No, you're good. You're good, Liv.
Okay.
I just saw your other one. All right, so let's go ahead. We all ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Is this a practice round?
This is just a practice round.
Okay.
All right. So this is what it's going to sound like. All right, trauma question practice. Meredith's last name is what?
Okay, great.
Shut up. Okay. Lisa wins the X. Lisa, what is the answer?
Meredith's last name is Gray.
Excellent. That means that Gray's Gavel is going to the OR.
Okay, now say for instance she got it wrong and said Karev.
Yeah, it said Karev. That would mean that somebody from podcast can take it.
Mm-hmm. That would mean why is she here?
Okay.
Anyway, so here's how, then that means that Gavel goes to the OR. The surgery type is WTF-DTAM, otherwise known as what the fork does that acronym mean? Now, crash card. Will, TSG, are you taking the crash card on this?
Huh?
All right,
yeah,
the surgery type. Okay, so, well, no, they don't have to. The thing is that you are going to be, the surgery type is what the fork does that acronym mean. Mm-hmm. It also means that if they miss any of these, if Gavel misses any of the following during the OR, any questions that come from the OR, that crash cart means that TSG can pick up the ones they miss. Grace Gavel, are you ready?
Mm. We're ready.
Seriously, Grace Podcast, are you ready?
We are ready.
Second best.
Are you sure, Amanda?
Yes. I'm so
ladies,
ready.
It's time for round one.
Okay. So wait, is this where we put the X?
Yes, this is where you put the X. Okay. We're going to call this 1.1.
Okay.
Don't put your X in yet.
I know, only after the question, I know.
All right, the trauma's coming in, ladies. Here we go. The question is, what popular 80s TV star served as a director and executive producer for Grey's Anatomy in its early seasons?
Mother Chucker.
Can you repeat the question?
Google it?
No, you can ask Twitter, though, but only after you guys miss four times.
Okay, hang on.
Do we have to, can I at least, can I at least get one name or we need both?
No, you have to get both.
So it's an 80s.
What popular 80s TV star served as a director and executive producer for Grey's Anatomy in its early seasons? Your hint
is... I know it, but...
What's the hint?
Someone said CCC.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lisa, go ahead and answer.
My problem is you said I have to have two names, but I know his first name. Oh, I don't know. Oh, shoot. It's from 30-something, and he was Peter Horton.
What the fuck is happening?
What is going on?
She's right. She's right.
It's 30-something. I loved it. What? Yes, I'm old. Don't hold it against me.
Lisa just got the trauma question, so Grey's Gavel is going to the OR.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I can't handle my excitement.
I didn't even hear the answer.
Me neither.
He directed the first golden hair.
He was tall. He came out best friends on 30 something back in the 80s. Come on, girls. How old are we? Oh, sorry. You guys are really young.
I still didn't get the name.
He directed 1.1 and 1.2.
Okay.
All right. So here is the surgery type. The surgery category is things that make you go, hmm.
You
TSG
you.
Podcast. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Lovely. All right. TSG Podcast, will you be taking in the crash cart?
Yes. Right, Amanda?
Okay.
Sure, yeah. I'm still confused.
Okay. So TSG Podcast has the crash cart ready.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here are the instructions for how to make this surgery. I need somebody or I need a volunteer from Grey's Gavel.
Me.
Who's me? Liv?
Yes. You don't know my voice yet, Sam?
Not yet, baby. All right, so.
Well, Mom is going to teach you.
All right. Liv, I hope you like humming.
What?
I hope you like humming. Here's how this surgery goes. One partner, who will be Liv, is going to receive a song title over Skype that has been used on Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. She must hum it to her partner, mm-hmm. and the partner not only must guess the song, but guess the episode that it's from.
Oh, good Lord.
You guys called yourself pros. All right. Liv, are you ready to receive?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I am a receiver.
Oh, good for you. All right. You may start with Lisa whenever you so choose.
Okay, but you have to give us the song.
I did. But I gave it to Liv. She's going to sing it to you.
Oh!
Or not sing it. Okay. She's going to hum it.
I would rather sing. I can't hum. Whistle.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's okay.
Are you messing with me, Sam?
You really no!
You want me to hum the one that's right in front of me? The one that's on my screen?
Yes!
I'm a little tone deaf. Does that count?
It adds to the challenge.
Oh, my God. Can you get a hint?
If Lisa can't get it, then TSG Podcast is ready for the crash cart.
Oh, well, somebody needs to hum that damn song. Hurry up.
Okay.
Like she's having sex.
No, shut up. Only Sam will know that, Amanda. Okay?
Okay.
I'm embarrassed. Okay, I can do this. This is for you, Sam.
Someone better use that damn crash cart.
All right, Lisa, can you catch?
Oh, right. Man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Lisa, do you have an answer?
Really?
You've got to get the name and the episode.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Can I keep humming? No.
You want me to laugh more?
You can keep quiet. You guys didn't get it? You guys really didn't get it?
No.
Really?
Lisa's got to make it a guess.
Okay. I guess. It's Grey's Anatomy. I have no clue. With all
okay,
that, I'm not
crash cart. Humming. Crash cart comes in.
Yeah.
Amanda, you are the first. You are going to be humming this to Kay.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if Kay not only can name the song, but the episode it was from.
Oh, I'll totally know. This is BS. This is.
I don't even know this song.
You don't know the song?
No.
I do.
No, shh. The other ones are on now.
I don't know the song.
Yes, I do.
That's
I know.
Okay. Okay, you know what? I don't know it either. No, okay, no, wait, there's no way.
I know it.
Okay, go.
Okay. That's all I know.
Mine is so much better.
Again.
What's that about?
That's not under the song. Can I do doo-doos?
Yes. No. Yeah, no.
Okay.
You know what? Somebody needs to give me a song, because no way.
Can she whistle?
No.
It just doesn't sound right when I hum.
Okay, can you name it?
If you say yes, I'm going to...
If I could go doo-doo, I could make it sound better.
No.
Okay. Totally.
Ready, Kay?
It's totally. She can't do doo doo.
You ready, Kay?
No, she can't do doo doo. She can do.
Okay, do it one last time, and I'll pretend like I know it. How we operate, and
no!
it's an episode.
No. Okay, crash cart failed. The patient is dead on the table.
No.
All right, it was a bitter song from 316. Meredith drowning during Drowning on Dry Land.
Oh, yes. I would have named the episode.
Let's play it.
I don't know what Liv was trying to hum.
Can you play that?
I can play it.
Yeah, play it, baby.
Play it, baby, play it.
It's when Meredith was drowning.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best ones.
I'm the triple X.
I am ready for this question.
All right, here we go. Which screen actor regrets not taking the role of Derek Shepherd when it was offered to him?
That was... that. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, wait, here we go. Wait, 1.2? Here we go. Now you can buzz in. I can read it again. Which screen actor regrets not taking the role of Derek Shepherd when it was offered to him? Buzz in now.
I could say, do I lose point if I
have no, nobody loses points on Trauma Rounds. Okay. All right, Kay.
I know that the role was offered to Rob Lowe.
And that is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, partner.
Good job, Kay. Good job.
Yeah.
Don't forget to, okay. Make sure you're in the group chat. All right. So TSG podcast, you're going to go into the OR.
Oh,
the surgery type is called Decolores.
Decolores. Oh, it's all like cranium.
It is called Decolores. Grace Gabble, will you be taking in the crash cart?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. TSG, are we ready?
Yes.
You're ready.
What color are the following objects? There are 5 altogether for a total of 50 points, but they're 10 points each.
Are we Xing this?
No, you're not Xing this. You're just talking this.
Okay.
It's supposed to be. All right. Number 1, Seattle Presbyterian attending Scrubs.
Okay.
What color are they?
I want to say, am I supposed to discuss this with my partner?
You can.
Please, we have a discussion thing because we're, you're writing?
I thought no, the last
just
one
talk.
Was
just gotta talk.
Oh, we can talk?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay, I think it's green.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
Well, then we may as well go with our first impulse. Green.
Green.
Okay. Number 2, Burke's sweater, when he asks Izzy if she's coming or going in 3.3, is what color?
Good lord.
Okay.
If you get that, I'm laughing.
Standing in front of the hospital, indecisive.
I watched that one not so long ago.
Oh, bullshit.
And I remember, he's sitting down, it's in conference room, and Izzy is apologizing because he came back to look at Denny, whatever.
Well, just don't give me the story. Just give me the color.
Yeah.
Okay, I trust you with this one.
I don't remember. Black.
Okay. Number 3, Adele's cast in 7.16.
Oh, my God.
What? Wait, that's just my guess. Okay, what
I should have said.
What is it? What's your guess?
Hey, what do you think? White?
Yeah, sure. I'm colorblind. Does that count?
Well, apparently Liv's tone deaf, so.
Number 4. Alex's tie at his wedding.
Oh, you
at his wedding?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know that. Shit.
Come on, Amanda.
He wasn't wearing a tie. Was he?
We have a crash card, don't worry.
Is that a trick question?
Move on to the next.
All right, what's your answer? TSG?
Thinking.
Well, you don't have much longer.
Thing, Amanda.
What?
The BP is dropping.
Wasn't it like pattern, it's red or gray or something?
Yeah, just go
Come
with
up
that.
With an answer, TSG.
Okay, gray.
Okay. And number 5, George's toque when he goes hunting with his dad and brothers in 2.9.
Green? Orange.
All right, well, pick one.
Go, Amanda.
Okay, I'm going to say blue.
Crash cart has been called. Grace Gabble, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, now remember, you risk points. You're only going to get the ones they were incorrect on, and you risk the points. You must answer all of these to get the points. All right, the ones they got incorrect. Once again, Seattle Presbyterian attending Scrubs. What color are they?
We had that wrong.
Whoops.
Lisa, I want to say that it's dark, they're dark blue.
Okay, are you answering?
Okay, wait. Well, we get to we can concur before we...
Yeah,
you can concur. Presbyterian. Okay, Liv, we'll let Liv do it.
Okay.
I'm okay, go ahead. Next one.
So you answer blue or deep blue?
Yeah, navy blue.
Okay. Number two, Burke's sweater when he asks Izzy if she's coming or going in 3.3.
I'm going with purple. Who the heck knows?
I'm going with light blue.
Okay. Do you want to pick one?
Purple.
Okay, go Lisa. Number three, Adele's cast in 7.16.
God, we got everything wrong.
I thought it was hot pink, Lisa. But I can't remember.
I'm bad at colors.
Okay, pink, hot pink.
Okay. And last one, George's toque when he goes hunting with his dad and brothers in 2.9.
I thought it was like a plaid, like a red plaid. It was his little, like his little hat when he went hunting with the brothers and the dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we going with that?
What color did they pick?
I can't tell you that.
They picked blue.
Well, when your husband just wore like colors.
I think it was a red plaid.
Okay, just go with fine. I say orange, but okay.
Okay. The score at the end of 1.2 is now negative 40 for Gigi against 10 for TSG. They have Seattle Presbyterian attending Scrubs are red, as shown by Erica Hahn.
I have red.
Burke's sweater when he's standing with Izzy as she's frozen in front of the hospital in 3.3 is bright green.
See, I was wrong even about
this. Adele's cast in 7.16 when she breaks her arm when we start realizing she has Alzheimer's is blue.
Oh, God.
Alex's tie at his wedding is a steely gray type color. Or George's toque when he goes hunting with his dad and brothers is brown.
Oh, yeah, I remember. There's a little...
Okay, you guys want to... Feel free to tweet that.
My brain hurts.
We're only on question 3 out of 5 for round 1. Are we ready?
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get your X's going.
Alrighty.
Oh, wait. I'm tweeting. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay. Alright. What is Mark Sloan's birth year? Buzz in.
Old.
Oh my god.
We saw this at the end of 9.1.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Oh.
Go Amanda!
Liv, are you trying to X in?
Yes, but I wanted to give you 3 X's.
Okay. Alright. So we have, let's see. Liv, you gotta do this in group chat.
Yeah, I don't see her.
Yeah, I don't see Liv either, but she's...
What do I do?
You go onto the group.
Well, show me.
You click on, you see where you're on your current call?
I don't want to be with all of them and you.
Come on, that's what you paid for.
All right.
Let's see, this is going to be tricky. Amanda, go ahead.
Is it 1966?
All right, Grace Gabel, would you like to do the relay?
Well, not if you're going to jack the points.
I think it's 1969.
No, you don't get jack points on trauma.
I'm going with 19...
Pick one. One of you gets the answer.
1969.
All right. Back to TSG.
Okay, you take it.
What did you say?
I said...
What is Mark Sloan's birth year?
I said
what?
60. I said 66.
Okay, I'll say 67.
Back to Grace Gabel.
Shoot.
1965.
Okay, take it to Twitter, ladies. Find out.
Okay. Can I guess again?
No, you have to take it to... Okay, I guess you could.
Okay, quickly, let's go. Okay, are you tweeting?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it up.
I'm so glad.
That's what he said.
When is Vicky when you need her?
I know, right?
1968!
I knew that was it as soon as we witnessed 1967.
I got it!
All right. Okay. All right, so going into surgery with Grace Gabel. Here we go. The points category is, or the surgery category is, fact or headcanon.
We take crash course.
Okay,
wait, whatever. Wait, Mom, let's go in the on-call room real quick.
No, but Liv, we can concur together here.
Okay.
Yes, you can talk together. All right, this is not an individual thing. All right, number one, these are 10 points each. Callie sings to Arizona to calm her down. Fact or headcanon?
No, she only sang in the musical, right?
Liv? So is it a fact or a headcanon?
I don't think she's singing. I mean, Callie doesn't. I mean, I don't ever remember her singing to her.
Okay, headcanon. Headcanon.
Headcanon, okay. Let's. Lexi is an emotional eater.
Who? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Sorry. Lexi Gray is an emotional eater.
Fact.
Number three. Cahill hums in the OR.
Cahill hums in the OR. That's a headcanon. That's, what's her face? Zimmer. She doesn't come. Did she hum?
Hum. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, she's gone. Yeah, no.
And she ums a bitter song.
So wait, what was your answer, Grace Gabble? Headcanon or fact?
Headcanon.
Alright. Alright, number four. Alex visited Ava in the mental institution.
Oh my god, really? Who cares these questions? Are you serious, people? Did Alex visit Ava and no, that's a headcanon.
Yeah, headcanon. Because she was on Twilight, so there's no way.
Yeah.
You met her at Forks.
All right.
Like that actress.
Are you messing with me this time?
Number five. Weber used to sleep in the chief's office. Fact or headcanon?
What? Who?
Weber used to sleep in the chief's office.
Uh-huh. Truth. He was cheap, and he did sleep in there a bunch of times. Yes, fact.
Okay, we have one crash cart needed.
Yes. We'll take it.
Oh, you'll take it.
We'll take it, baby.
For 10 points, or loss of 10 points, Cahill hums in the OR, fact or headcanon?
Fact.
Okay. Well, there's only one other option. That's a BS one right there, girls. That's right. The other ones are
actually,
like, what
we
color? Rainbow.
We have proof that we were texting each other and saying that was correct.
One other answer, girls.
All right, question four. Get your X's ready.
Okay, one second.
Wait.
Yeah, okay.
What's
wrong? Okay, so this is going
to
be for
one. We're ready to go.
All right.
Sam, ready. Ready, Sam.
Question four.
Yes.
Finish the sentence. If there's one thing that I've learned with all the bombs, the guns to my head, and the buses running down my friends, is that blank. Amanda.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Liv. You X'd in first.
Damn it.
Oh, shit, I did?
She has to be with us or else it doesn't.
I don't see it. I see it, yeah. Oh,
she has to be with us or else we can't.
Oh, okay. I am with you. Okay.
Okay, so, pay attention, little
Amanda.
Sister.
Yes, can I go?
Yes, you may go.
It's that I'm not interested in dying.
That's not exact quote, right?
Come on.
That'll be good enough. Is that I am not interested in dying is verbatim. Good. And just as a bonus, can you tell us who says?
Christina.
Huh?
We can give scandal answers since it's close enough.
Huh?
We can give answers to scandal since it's close enough. She should get it. Not asked. She should be exact.
No, she's saying it's verbatim. She said
it's verbatim.
She's right.
Yeah, I'm not interested in dying.
Okay.
Alright, and to finish it off, it's I want to get out of here, I want to go home, and everyone has to help.
Okay, well, I could have continued.
But no, you were right on that one because it was the full sentence. And that was the full sentence with an exclamation point. Alright, this one may be tough. Surgery category is called bullshit. Grace
cool.
Gabble, you're going to be taking the crash cart.
Yeah, we'll take it.
That's
oh, boy.
Taking it.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, Amanda.
Yeah, we're ready.
Kay and Amanda from TSG, you must reenact the first meeting of this ship. If it is verbatim, it's a full 50 points. If it is not, you lost somebody.
Oh, we lost Lisa.
We lost Lisa.
Okay, while she's coming back, I have to go.
Lisa, they're going to call you back, honey.
Okay. Don't leave, Lisa.
Don't run, Lisa. Don't run.
She's probably upset at you girls being cheater pumpkin eaters.
We do not cheat.
Whatever. Hello.
Sam, the hostess with the hostess, is the nicest.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
If we cheat, it means that Sam cheats.
I don't know. I have to be impartial. I can't even bet on this. Are you kidding? It's sad.
Yeah. Leave her out of it.
Some followers are asking what colors are Kelzona's necklace. They're all over your color questions.
Alrighty.
Oh, gosh. All right. So here we go. You must reenact the meeting of this, the first meeting of this ship. In 2.19, Callie Torres is introduced to George O'Malley.
Oh my gosh, I just watched this. Oh, I love it.
Please reenact the first meeting of this ship.
Okay.
Make Kay be George.
Okay,
Amanda?
George.
Yeah? Who's doing this? It's them, right?
No, it's you.
It's us? Okay. Amanda, who do you want to do? Callie or George?
I'll be you George.
You watched that not so long ago?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you watch season 2?
Yeah, part of it.
Okay, do you remember when they meet?
Yeah, I do, but I don't remember the lines.
Okay, it's okay. We'll improvise. Okay, so you're George.
Okay.
I'm Callie.
Yep.
Okay, out of the start.
You're fixing my arm.
Okay.
But everyone start.
Yes. So, bad fall?
Sure, yeah.
What happened?
I fell.
I'm badass. I'm Kelly Torres. Or two.
No, don't you find out that I'm the heart in the elevator guy?
Oh, you're right. You're heart in the elevator guy. That's even more badass than Callie and Horto.
Yeah, and then she starts to crack his arm or whatever. But
I crack his arm.
Pop his bum back into place, and yeah.
I pop it in.
I don't know the lines.
And I count to 3, but I pop it in at 2. 1, 2, pop it in.
Yeah.
That's the scene. Scene!
Okay, crash card has been called. Gray's Gavel, can you take it?
Take it where you need it.
I can't hear Lisa. Lisa, are you there? Lisa?
Lisa? She did not miss my awesome reenactment.
That was terrible, Kay.
I didn't even remember that they met in an exam room.
Okay, well, at least I can't knew that much.
Is Lisa on the... Lisa's not on the line.
She's in here. She's in the conversation.
Lisa, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Can you guys hear her?
No.
Lisa, nobody can hear you.
Sad.
Lisa, nobody can hear you.
Lisa just wrote down that she's high.
What?
I on what?
Nobody else can hear it. Can you guys hear her? Tell
no.
her.
No, we can't.
We can't hear you.
We cannot hear you.
Hello? Hello?
There you are. All right. There, we got a Lisa.
Lisa, can I hear you?
Yeah, okay. What, are you going to be Callie or are you going to be George?
I want to be George. I want to be George. Love George. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Does it hurt?
Not really.
Does it hurt there?
No.
That's sexy.
I look really hot in my booty shorts when I dance in the basement.
Yeah, she told me. You know, I'm not going to be man enough for you in later seasons.
And then I'm going to be Arizona, and she's going to really rock my world.
Okay.
No scene. Whatever.
Okay. That here's what the actual meeting sounds it, like.
George O'Malley?
Hi.
Dr. George O'Malley, you're the heart in the elevator guy.
Yeah, that's me.
That was amazing.
Thanks. I have a dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's really not so bad.
Yes, it is. Pick your poison.
No painkillers, thanks.
Bold choice.
No, officially I'm on duty.
I'm planning to stay?
Mm-hmm.
Bolder choice.
All I need is help popping it back in.
You got into a fight?
I fell down some stairs.
Where, at your girlfriend's?
What? No, I'm single.
Kelly's so bold.
It's less if you don't see it coming.
There you go. That was the actual meeting of the first Callie O'Malley ship.
That quote, "it hurts less if you don't see it coming," can mean so many things for her.
Yeah. Yes, it can. All right, so TSG, you get awarded 0 points.
Oh, come on.
It was a valiant effort, but we're going to go with -10 on that one. So not the full 50, though. Of course.
Thank you,
it was Sam. I would give a few points to Grace Gabble. They were quite funny.
Yeah.
No.
We don't need your sympathy points, girls. Thank
it's
you.
Not sympathy points. It's hilariousness points.
All right, ladies.
Funny daily.
Last,
not for you, it's for Sam.
All right, let's go.
1 point. This is the last question of the first round.
Okay.
Everybody got your X's in?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Hold on now. My little thing is here.
Am I there? I'm just going to do a test so you guys know it's me.
Okay.
Do you guys see me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a test, too.
Oh, my God. Just get these. Oh,
little monkey.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Sam.
Where are Christina's degrees from? You must get all.
Oh,
all right. Amanda, you must get all three.
Crap. Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I knew. Does it count that she did her residence in Seattle Grace?
Nope.
No, okay.
Take IV, baby.
Okay, do you know? Wait,
nope,
do I have to answer this
one
myself?
No, it bounces over to Grace Gabble. Grace Gabble, do you want to take it? Or Liv or Lisa, pick one.
I didn't hear the question.
Where are
She's having pizza.
I'm eating Cheetos, I'm sorry.
Where are Christina's degrees from? You must get all.
Oh my God, Christina. Lisa! You don't know that?
Pay attention to crap. I love her. For her brilliance, not for her degree.
Can we talk about her hair? Because I think she's got
the
best hair.
Yeah. Oh,
you have an answer?
Yeah, give us an answer.
Well, if we want to talk about her hair, yeah, I can go there, but I don't really know about the degrees, no.
Okay, bounces back to TSG. Kate,
wait,
you want to check
I wasn't
it?
Done.
Kate,
I wasn't
it's
done.
Coming back to you. Kate's done.
She, Kate. Okay, I'm going to say Stanford, Yale, and
yeah, that's right.
Harvard.
No. Bounces back to Lisa.
No?
Hold on. Okay, it's definitely Stanford.
Oh,
hold on. Stanford, UCLA.
And we're bouncing to Twitter.
I don't know.
Okay.
I got it.
Must get all three.
Do you guys
have any Twitter open? Are you serious? Liv, are you tweeting? Because I'm not.
Me neither. I'm too mesmerized with Sam and my Cheetos. I can't handle tweeting right now. It's too much.
Oh my!
You've gotten one
so
right.
Can we say whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Stanford. I know that it was mentioned. I could actually.
It's been mentioned in the most recent episode.
Yeah, when they're investing.
Was it Northwestern? She didn't go to Northwestern?
Nope.
It's all Ivy schools.
Okay.
Berkeley.
Purdue?
That's one. That's two.
Stanford, Berkeley,
who?
And...
Me? Okay.
Yale.
NYU. No. I don't know.
Stanford, Berkeley, and...
Georgetown?
Wait.
No.
Stanford, Berkeley, and...
I think Brown. We need to talk Brown. About our fandom.
No.
And the
I thought she... Let me think. I swear...
Stanford, Berkeley, those are the two people are giving me.
Smith!
That's it!
Lisa's got it.
Woo! Yang here. See Yang.
That's my All girl. Right. That's my
Which
girl.
Which one were we missing?
No, you were missing Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, that was hard.
All right. Gray's Gavel is going into the OR. The points category.
Crash court. Crash court.
Well, hang on. You might want to hear the category before you go.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, what's the category?
All right. All right, surgery category is called Just on Justin.
Oh my god! Okay, I got this! Oh my god!
I don't know, it's Justin, not Alex.
Okay, I can do it.
Oh. All right.
I'm sorry, Sam, I must back away from you just for this category. Don't worry, I'll be back.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
all right, for
go.
10 points Correct. Each, for 10 oh, points well. Each, you must answer yes or no. Is okay. this tattooed on Justin Chambers' body?
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number one. Yes. Is there a jester's hat on his elbow? Yes oh, or no?
God, I hope not. You take that one, Liv.
Oh, thanks, partner.
Go to your screensaver with his naked ass. You'll know.
Lilo and Stitch, family never leaves family. That's great. Okay. I'm gonna say no.
I don't say no.
Okay.
No.
Is there a number two life death mm-hmm. anagram on his forearm?
This is all about tattoos.
Yep.
Are you? Yeah. Wait. What is it? I know what he has on his chest. Wait. Ask me again.
Life death anagram on his forearm.
What is that?
Killers think about this.
Giant design that says life or death. That means life or death on his forearm.
Oh, so that probably means the other one was yes. Oh, I'm going with no. I just look at his forearms all the time.
All right, number three. A robin on the side of his rib cage.
Yes.
Okay. Number four. The word forever on his shoulder.
Never say never.
And what was...
Oh, wait, on his shoulder?
Shit.
On his shoulder.
Wait,
the
you
word?
Know what?
Yes.
What's the life or death symbol? I don't even know that. I'm stuck
me
on
neither.
That.
Me neither.
But it's not even on his elbow. So whoever said that's wrong.
Wait, what was that? We want to know what that is. I'm just curious. I don't know.
A design that means life or death, very large design on his forearm.
Because if you said elbow... Okay, what if it... I'm going to say... We can't change our answers?
No.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So the word forever on his shoulder, you said yes.
Yes.
Is there number five, a cross on his chest?
A cross on his chest. Is it a cross? I know he has something.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not like I get to watch him every day with his little shirt off. I wish, but no, can we just talk about how hot
I'm
he is?
No. I don't care about tattoos. Break. I'm saying no.
He has nipple confidence.
Okay. Yeah, so what was the final answer on that one?
Wait. It was
cross
a cross?
On chest.
No.
Yes.
Why are people yelling?
Oh.
Crash cart.
No.
Yes, I'm taking it.
Go, Amanda. You can do this.
All right. A life death on his forearm.
Yes.
Life death anagram on his forearm.
Yes.
All right.
What's that?
A robin on the on his side rib cage.
That better be a trick question because it's not a robin.
So what is a yes or no?
Yeah.
And a cross on his chest.
But we said yes, so that one can't be it because you're only giving her the wrong ones, right?
That's part of the risk with the crash cart.
Oh, okay. So please don't say anything to help them, because they'll
change. No, now they can't change their answer, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh? So cross in the chest.
Yeah.
Okay. The answers are, no, there is not a jester's hat on his elbow. There's a crown. There is a life-death anagram on his forearm. It's very large and red. There is a sparrow on his side ribcage. There is the word forever.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, you did.
No, yeah, she says it's not a robin. I said, yeah, but it's not a robin. So then I said no.
Yeah, see. Okay.
So and then there's the word forever on his shoulder after his wife's name. And then there is a cross on his chest.
Woot.
All right, are we ready for a Whipple round?
Yes.
Wait, let's talk points. Let's talk points before we go later, because, like, before we know it, Kay and Amanda are going to have 1,800 points.
Hmm? No, they're not. What? Trust me.
We have negative. They
answered like cheaters. Punky cheaters.
Right now.
Are we trash talking on here now?
I thought we had minus 50 or something.
Well, right now, it's TSG with 50, and it would have been more for Gray's Gavel, but they had the negative in the second round, so we are now at 10 for Gray's Gavel. So 10 to 50 right now. Whipple round. This one is worth 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make it up. You ready for this one, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm treating.
Wait. Do we put an X?
No. This one is. All right. Here's how it's going to roll.
Okay.
It is Amanda, number one. Okay. Kay, you're number two.
Okay.
Liv, you are number three.
I'm number one.
Lisa, you are number four. So it goes Amanda, Kay, Liv, and Lisa.
I have to go first.
Yes, you do. All right. Ladies, you've all played those games where you have to say one word after the other?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. No. And you are going to be repeating a song. You're going to be saying a song, a very famous song on Grey's Anatomy, and you each must say the next word.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So in order.
That's a good idea.
If you mess up, you are out, but your teammate stays in.
Okay.
What happens is we will go through this song, and if there's one person left standing, that team gets the points.
Okay.
Are we ready?
You're going to tell us a song, right?
Ready.
Yes. The song is Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, first word.
Oh my God.
You should have had that by right now. Come on.
I'm apparently a little...
Okay, Amanda's out. Kate.
Oh. Will.
Liv.
You.
Liv is out. All right, start over. Lisa, first word.
Well.
Kay.
Lisa.
Oh.
Lisa.
Everything.
On
our
own.
Okay.
We
will.
Oh, Kay's out. Gray's Gavel grabs the
pool. Yeah!
Alright, so Gray's Gavel now leads 110 to 50.
That was fun.
Alright, ladies, that's the end of round one.
Damn,
I'm sweet. Okay, this is my time to tabulate some scores and get things ready for the next round. I'm going to give you a little bit of a talk. If you want to discuss and tweet at the same time, you can. Okay. The topic of discussion is, as I tally up some points, is Heigl cut her career LVAD wire when she left Grays? Can Izzy
Hell
come
yeah.
back?
Can Izzy come back? No.
Oh, my God, no. But I'm going to do more of the word associations. Let's sound the
no.
Spirit.
No, let's talk Heigl. No way. Heigl cannot.
What is going on?
She killed Alex's.
I love Sam.
We're bashing Izzy and loving Sam.
I'm on a sugar high.
Oh, no, feel free to take a moment to tweet your followers.
Who? Oh, yeah, we should, huh? Yeah. Lisa?
Oh, I got a tweet too? Shit. Okay.
I know, okay. Tell me what you want. Thank you.
I'd rather Tumblr.
Oh my god, tell them how Kay and Amanda are a little bit of cheaters. I'm really surprised because they're so sweet.
You want to watch that idiots.
I can't say that.
Okay, I will. Okay. Wait, is it like yin,
we're like yin and yang, so we need like little dumb names. Like Christina always gives them, like Dopey and all those cheater. What else?
Oh, God, let's give each other names, but nothing. Oh my god, call me Sam Lover.
Okay.
Oh my god.
What do you want to call? I'm Kendra.
Who? Who are you? Who are you?
Great Escape wants to know why her Grey's Gabble girls aren't tweeting.
Wow.
We're getting tweets.
Oh my god, that girl's getting paid. Oh my gosh, we forgot to tell you girls. We need to talk about this. So our bloggers want to play the winners. Like, we want to make this like a hiatus thing, and this is kind of fun. A little stressful. I'm a little sweaty. But we should do it.
So they want to play against me and Amanda is what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, you can play, but
I can't understand what you're saying, but I still understand, you little twisted sister. Wait, we were winning. We're winning.
Yes, you have to get another podcast to do it on.
Don't jinx us.
Points. What up? What up?
Well, that's the risk of the Whipple.
I tweeted that one of us was
the only thing I like. French fries are the only thing I like.
Hey.
Okay, let's see.
Sound
Are we ready for round two?
Yes. Oh, I don't know, man.
Ready. My body is so ready. I'm just so ready.
Amanda. Sweetheart, I just want to know.
What do you want to know?
I just want to know, you know, you really say very sexual things. Is it because you're a podcaster that you don't realize? Like, you're like, come, let's do it. All the way around.
And is it because I'm a podcaster that I'm sexual?
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm a human being.
She played Callie in the reenactment.
Oh, that's right. So whoever played George is asexual. Shit.
Who is asexual?
All right. We've devolved. Let's go to round two, ladies.
Okay.
We're ready, baby.
Lisa, did you tweet your peeps?
Oh yeah, I think I did. Right? Did it go out? I did that. Did the one tweet to reassure. Was it Grey's Escape?
Hey, we got it. Lisa, let them know we're leading, sister. Let them know we're leading. That's maybe our only lead.
I'm not giving scores.
I'm jinxing stuff. Yeah, no, we can't. I can't jinx this.
Let's
I want to win,
bitches.
All right,
your little Amanda beats us.
All right, ladies, okay. Go ahead, put your X's in. Get ready to buzz in.
Are in.
Okay. Okay.
I'm ready.
Wait. Okay.
Welcome to round two for the Seriously Grey's Throwdown. Points are the same. Here we go. Okay. Trauma question. Question number one. According to Meredith, what is the truth about truth?
Truth.
Grey's Gabble. Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa.
Oh, Jesus. Is it really me?
Yeah, you got it. Yes,
we can't handle the truth?
Back over to TSG Podcast. What is the truth about truth, according to Meredith?
It sucks.
Okay, back over to Grace Gabble.
Okay.
Liv, take it.
What?
Go, Amanda.
According to Meredith Grey, what is the truth about truth?
Hey, I didn't even get the answer.
I know, I'm saying. Answer.
Actually, saying
Wait, now ask me again, Sam.
What is the truth about truth, according to Meredith Grey?
What is the truth about truth?
Are we allowed to, like, think about it, or?
Liv's gotta answer.
The truth about the truth is never what it seems.
Back to Amanda.
We don't always want to hear it.
Go to Twitter, ladies.
You tried to get it, Amanda, because you're not, it wasn't sexual.
Let's tweet that.
It's one of her voiceovers. Okay, what is the truth about truth?
I got it.
What is it?
Can Lisa answer?
Yes.
It hurts!
It hurts. Yeah.
Yes. It hurts, so we lie. Lisa takes it, Grey's Gabble's going to the OR.
Oh, I love it! Let's go!
Alright.
podcast girls, let's go.
All right, the surgery category is things that make you go, hmm.
Things that make you go, hmm.
My head hurts.
Or
okay.
Hmm.
Things that make you go, hmm.
It or, is,
Say it again one more time. I like it.
Okay. At this time, Lisa will be sending you the song, and you'll be humming it to Liv.
Okay.
Liv, you must guess not only what the song is, but what episode it's from.
God, it better be a decent damn song.
Lisa, you now have the song.
Oh, I do? No, it didn't come out on my side yet.
Let's see.
Group chat or you're in the individual?
Gotta go in the individual.
You better not be down for long.
Oh, God. Where do I go to that? Okay, hold on. I don't know how to use this thing, girls.
Her followers keep on giving us messages, gang.
Not, well, some of them...
My assistant is just tweeting you answers. That's my personal... That's our assistant.
Oh, you have someone tweeting wrong.
Really? God damn, you're good.
That's funny.
I gotta think about this one, girls. I'm not gonna lie. Hold on. Oh my god.
Make it sexy.
I think we should doo-doo instead of hmm.
Sam, what's our song gonna be while we're waiting? What's our song gonna be? Hello?
Sam?
Sam, I love to make people blush. I love to embarrass people.
I noticed. Rinse your Cheetos.
Well, let's Barry White, let's get it on. Or sexually.
Lisa, would you hurry up?
Yeah.
Come on, people.
It's not that easy, people.
wait, let me hum.
Wait,
Lord.
I don't know the rest.
Wait, cool? You don't. There's more, Lisa. Do it more. You don't.
It's been full five. I know it's been full five. Oh my gosh.
Okay,
what episode?
Oh my god.
What else do I need to know?
Why are people
not done yet?
You don't know me, but
Bit
Full Five!
Okay,
that's the first part, Liv.
What? I can't even hear! What does she say? What does she say?
Bit Full Five!
Take a breath.
Okay.
I'll take a breath.
Oh, I don't know that.
Shit! Really? I have to answer that too?
And you knew the music.
Okay, wait. You don't know me. I'm really tone deaf, so don't pay attention. Okay. Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Give it to us, mama.
All right. Crash cart.
Yes. Kay, I want Kay to hum.
I better know the song. I think Liv yelled it. Did you send it to me, Sam?
Not yet. Hang on.
Okay.
They probably already had time to watch the episode.
Ha, ha, ha.
Right, I have no idea what that song is.
You don't?
I'll tell you, I worship season 5, so I know. Well, I don't know, but...
Well, can I Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Give her another one.
All right, Amanda.
Yeah?
What is it?
It's Twinkle Little Star. What?
All right. It is actually from 5.11. You Don't Know Me at All from Ben Folds. So, Grace Gabel, you get 25 points for getting one, but not the other.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
Consistency is best when it's put to a test. Okay. So you want me to hum Sexual Healing to you, or let's get
it? I want to hear it. Do you have the song? Let me see how far I was or how close.
Yeah, what's the song?
I told you at the beginning, it's season 5, and I love season 5, so. Wait, there it goes.
Here it is. Yeah.
Ah, see?
What?
I wanna ask you, do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange we could be together for so long and never know, never care what.
All right, that's the one.
Ooh, baby.
Did you know it,
Amanda? That song really gets me going. No, I didn't know it.
Oh, you're turned on by it?
Yes, I'm turned on.
Oh. All right, ladies, calm down.
Dirty little Amanda!
Get right, ready!
All right, we're ready, Sam. Ready.
We are ready.
All right, hopefully this is a little easier for you. What is Joe the bartender's partner's name?
Oh,
he is a little cutie pie.
Amanda! Wait,
was I supposed
to... it's me!
Oh, I'm sorry, K, you're right.
Walter.
Oh, TSG's going to the OR.
Yay.
All right, Lisa, now.
Do you want to see the crash cart, or do we want to, like, let him...
Well, do you want to know what the crash cart's going to be?
Yeah, let's wait and see.
Surgery category for 50 points. WTF DTAM. What the fork does that acronym mean?
Okay.
Do you want to do the crash cart, Gigi?
I love it when you call me Gigi. I think that I would like to sit it out, but it's up to my little humming partner, my little musical friend.
Okay, musical friend.
Yeah, I'll balls up. Yeah, give me the crash cart.
Oh. We only like first tries.
All right. Please, Seriously Grace podcast, I need you to tell me what the following acronyms mean.
Okay.
Number one, LVAD.
Oh, shit, motherfucker.
What does LVAD stand for? LVAD.
Is the V for ventricular?
Yes. Let's go with that.
Okay. L is... life? No. I don't know.
Okay.
Life ventricular... assistance?
You're not, are you?
Okay, number two. Grid. GRID.
I know what it is, but I don't know, that's AIDS. That's all I know.
Okay?
George.
Reveal. No. Number three. DNR.
Do not resuscitate.
Number four, MRI.
Magnetic. Can I write it to Amanda and she'll pronounce it?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Magnetic.
Resolution?
No.
No.
Are you writing it to me, Kay? Okay, here you go.
Yes, resonance.
Viv has to know that one.
And then.
Holly would know. Can we go to Twitter for this?
I don't remember the I.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe next. Number five.
Okay.
Number five. GSW.
Gunshot wound.
What?
Gunshot wound.
Okay. All right, crash cart's been called in.
Bitches.
Okay. All right,
Grace Gabble.
I know what.
LVAD.
All right, let me answer this.
I know. Oh, okay.
Left ventricular assist device.
Oh, God damn it.
Who totally Googled that?
No, I didn't.
You don't know what she does for a living. She has a real job.
You have a real job?
A real job out there.
All right, come back. Number two, grid.
GERD, is it G-E-R-I-G-E-R?
No, G-R-I-D.
Grid,
as talked about in the flashback episode.
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh.
Do you know the answer, Lisa?
Oof, no, not on grid.
Okay. MRI.
Magnetic Resonance Imaging. Word.
Renaissance?
No, it's not Renaissance, it's
Renaissance.
What?
It's Renaissance.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
Stop. All right. The end of that round. LVAD stands for left ventricular assist device. GRID stands for gay-related immune deficiency, which became full-blown AIDS.
I knew that. Oh, my God. I knew but I thought that it was... no, I won't say what
GRID,
I thought it was.
DNR stands for do not resuscitate. MRI stands for magnetic resonance imaging, not Renaissance. And GSW stands for gunshot wound.
Maybe it's translation.
Oh my God! Let's go right now. It's Renaissance.
I didn't think
it's Renaissance. I worked in MRI for like I
got Renaissance, like Renaissance, like a Renfest.
Renaissance.
Okay. Oh, maybe I'm not. Maybe I didn't hear you right. Okay. Can you spell it? Can you just write it down?
Renaissance. Are you? You want me to spell it?
Yes.
A-N-C-E.
You got it. Okay, you got it. You're pronouncing... I'm hearing Renaissance, like Ren Fair Huzzah.
Yeah, and I know that.
You got it.
She has to know that because she did that for like 20 years.
Okay, you got it. All right, so Grace Gabble gets 10 points on that round on the crash cart. TSG gets 20.
Yay.
All right, we ready for another trauma, ladies?
Yep.
I'm so ready.
Are you sure, Kay? You want to sit this one out?
No.
Should we get your exes?
Oh, that's hang on, I have my X's in K's box.
That's dirty.
I heard about that.
Put your X in my box.
Good. I'm ready.
Okay. Trauma 3. What is the name of the really old guy in 4.3?
Oh, God.
Alright. Amanda.
Charlie!
What's his last name?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not it. Next, Grace Gabble.
Whoops. Why did I?
No. Grace Gabble, what's his name?
Charlie Yotter. It's something like that.
Oh, back over. Back over to Kay.
I love you, Sam.
Kay, you go.
Charlie Chaplin.
Back over to Liv.
Why would you throw that away?
Charlie Yoder. Yeah, it's something like that.
Oh my God.
To Twitter, ladies. Go to Twitter.
Okay. I love you, Sam.
Go to Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Why is this guy so important anyways? Like, who would think to ask a question about him? What significance did he have?
He was really...
Yeah, they ate lunch with people?
These questions were meant to stump us, and then our bloggers are helping the seriously great podcast people.
We need to get our followers to move.
It takes a while. Really old guy.
I'm like refreshing the connect button over and over.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna break it.
Charlie Yost.
You got it.
Wait, okay. Why do you guys have a
that tweet? I want to see it.
What? Want to see the tweet? I'll show it to you.
Let's see.
I will show it to you. I will copy and paste it.
I retweeted it. It's on the Twitter.
There you go.
Yep, you got it. And she actually put, it actually put money on you for, or not money, but, you know, they actually bet on you at Grace Bar.
Thank you!
Helping out their bets.
Wait, why do you guys have a spy? I'm still confused.
Well, I thought you told us that you had someone who was giving us wrong answers.
Okay, TSG,
you're
going to...
seriously.
Oh, my God, that's kid stuff.
I am really gullible.
It was Sam. I don't have time for that nonsense.
All right, TSG, you're in the OR. The surgery you'll be performing, the category is McLovin.
Oh,
Jesus,
yeah.
You're going to crash cart.
Yeah, why are we having... Yeah, we need some... Oh, I'm going to do these questions. If you guys go against our other girls, I got to make some good ones.
All right. Now, you need to... TSG, you need to answer McTrue or McFaults. Which are canon McTerms?
That's cute.
Okay, so which are canon McTerms? Number one, McBitchy.
Canon.
So is it McTrue or McFaults?
It's McTrue.
Oh, is this ours? Okay.
It's Derek's sister.
Yes.
Okay, yes, it's true.
Two, McHottie.
McTrue.
No.
Yes, it's Mick
one.
No, it's not. It's McHot.
Yes or no,
Addison,
ladies?
Are you thinking Addison Kay?
No, I'm thinking Nancy.
No, she's
Mick Hardy did the McNasty with McSteamy, whatever.
Okay, okay. Okay, fine, yes.
McTrue or McFaults?
Yes, McHardy, true.
Okay. McBaby.
McFaults.
Okay, are we saying if this is an actual name that's been said or a name
on the show, yes.
On the show.
On the show. Or
is
like
it McFaults or McTrue?
Because Christina did call McBaby, when she thought Meredith was pregnant.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So, yes.
McTrue.
McDouchy.
Oh, that's easy. Or maybe that's in my fandom. I don't remember.
I know there was McBastard.
Yes, I know it's fact. I just don't remember.
McTrue or McFaults?
It's true though.
Okay, go.
Is it McTrue or McFaults?
I think it's McTrue.
All right, number 5, McVomit.
Yes. That's McTrue.
All right, TSG takes it. No crash cart needed.
Yeah! That is how it's done, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, we're on to trauma number 4, or trauma 2.4. I'm not sure if it's down.
I'm like back on 1.4. Why? Oh, there we go.
Because I messed up. I'm sorry, Liv.
Hey, Liv, I'm going to need battery charging here. I'm on 20%.
All right, we ready, ladies? Got your X's in?
Yes. I'm all ready.
Oh, awesome.
All right, hopefully this is an easy one for you guys. Which Grey's Anatomy character used to play the oboe? Oh, man, so close. I've got Amanda on top.
Miranda Bailey.
She got it. TSG's, that was close, though. Liv, you almost had it.
Cheaters, pumpkin eaters.
Okay, TSG, you're in. TSG, you are in the OR.
Yeah.
The category is writers everywhere.
Oh.
We're getting a crash cart.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, it's all you.
Go for it. Nothing to lose.
Okay. So Gigi is crash carting. All right. Krista Vierdoff is a fan favorite Grey's writer. Name the full titles of 5 episodes she wrote alone.
Oh, God.
Amanda.
She has to write them alone. This is not tag tape.
How many?
5.
5.
With You, I'm Born Again. Adrift and at Peace. Okay, what is the season 6 premiere?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Good morning.
Good morning
and goodbye.
Yeah.
One more K.
No, we have 4 now. No?
You have 4 right now.
Okay, yeah, no, I mean we one need more. One more.
That she wrote alone.
Two. Oh.
Okay.
Isn't she like the big flexy person?
Was it Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer?
Oh, my God. Is that an answer?
Yes.
Why not? Yes.
Okay, we're going to need a crash cart.
Damn it, I knew that one was wrong.
Okay, we need a crash card. The ones that have been named, Grey's Gabble, the ones that have been named correctly that she wrote alone are Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Good Morning, Goodbye, and With You I'm Born Again. I need one more that she wrote alone.
Okay, hold on. Liv, don't jump in. Let me try to think.
I love Sam.
Okay, hold on. Krista hasn't been there for a while, so, oh my God. Oh my God, how can I, take care now. No, of course, no good at saying sorry, 521, Crowan. It's take care now, right? It's take care now, or no, I'm hurting you. What are they saying? Damn it.
You said no good at saying sorry?
No good at saying sorry. 521. It's
9:521.
Gotcha.
Right, so, yes, take care now. Yes. Okay, so TSG scores 40 off of that one. Gigi grabs the crash cart. Potential answers included: If Tomorrow Never Comes, Make Me Lose Control, Into You Like a Train. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, I Am a Tree, 6 Days, Parts 1 and 2, haunt you every day. Here comes the flood. No good at saying sorry. Good morning. Goodbye. Holidays. With you on board again. And Disarm.
Holidays. Oh, my favorite kiss. Yes, holidays. Yes. How could I not?
All right. Okay. Sam, can we have the score? Because we think that, you know, Kay and Amanda, they're a little bit of cheaters.
Well, how about I give you the score after?
Yes.
Drama number 5. Everybody got your X's in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. No, hold on. Where's my phone? No. Hold on. Okay. I'm charging
it.
I'm
ready.
Okay. Okay, go.
Christina called her first time of death on what former Seattle Grace employee? Oh, I think Grace gambled up that one.
Amanda got it.
Amanda, I got you number 1. And then Liv closely behind.
Ellis's nurse, and I can't remember her name. Do you remember it, Kay?
No, you got to answer it, Amanda.
Shit. okay.
Grace Gabble, take it.
Damn it, now I gave them a hint.
Are they there?
Oh, good, maybe I didn't.
Wait,
they left?
What are we doing? Grace?
Oh, good, sorry, they didn't hear.
All right, Grace Gabble, you have a chance to steal this one. Christina called her first time of death on what former Seattle Grace employee?
Okay, it was a nurse.
Liz. Mm.
Bounce it back to Kay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Lizzie McGuire.
Bouncing back to Liv or Lisa. I'm sorry.
But Nurse Fallon.
Got it.
Liz Fallon is what?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nurse Fallon, Ellis Gray's longtime scrub nurse. Okay.
Yeah. Right? It was Liz? Her name was Liz? Because I said Liz the first time and you said no. So what?
Oh, it's the Fallon part.
Okay. That's what I thought. Right. I go.
Here we go. So Sam, we're in the OR. The surgery category is I don't want no scrubs.
I don't want no scrubs.
Is there a crash cart coming?
You'll see.
Yes, crash course, of course. Crash cart, of course.
Okay, so podcast is taking the crash cart. All right, Grace Gabble.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the description, name the character whose scrub cap is described in the following.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
All right. Red Flames.
Wasn't that Burke?
Hell no. God, was it? Oh, no wonder he's gone.
Red Flames. What's your answer?
That's usually
when I think Red Flames.
I don't know about you.
Okay, so do we have a character name?
No,
you don't risk any points with this.
Okay, Callie, okay.
Okay. Number 2, light blue with ships.
Oh, would that be ships be ferry boats or?
Perhaps.
Light ships in the night.
Okay, since Derek, if it's ships, I think of ferry boats, my little guy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tough one. Blue and red dots on a white background.
Isn't that Miranda Bailey? Lisa? Oh, yeah, right, podcast girls. You act like you know. Be quiet.
Did we say something?
I was just gasping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have an answer? Or is it Bailey was your answer?
Yeah, okay. We'll go with whatever Liv says.
Really? All day?
Okay. Light purple with wisp of lighter purple.
God, what happened to their scrub cats? I thought they had good ones.
Where's Arizona at? Is Arizona one of these?
She's the easy one.
Really? God.
I'm too busy looking at other
purple,
things.
Purple? I know, but people are into that. I'm going to say Addison.
Okay. Number 5. Blue, pink, yellow colors with large festive flowers.
Oh, God, that has to be Arizona.
Does it have sparkle on it?
But she's the only one that's, like, happy. Well, she used to be happy.
She's the only one happy.
Yeah.
Okay, crash cart called in. TST.
I hope so. That was
Yes.
All right. Number one, I'm sorry, number three, red and blue dots on a white background.
What do you think, Kay?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna say, Owen.
No, I know Owens. I know my ginger babies strip hat.
I would have said April for some reason.
I asked you.
Go.
Okay.
Next. Yes.
Next, light purple with wisp of even lighter purple.
Meredith has something purple.
But does she have wisp?
Yeah.
No, Meredith is pure, is just plain purple.
Okay. Burke, didn't Burke have some purple?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So we'll go with Burke.
Okay. Number five, blue, pink, yellow colors with large festive flowers.
Oh, God. Did they say Arizona, Kay?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so.
No, we didn't. No. Yes, we did.
You're not supposed to tell us.
So it wasn't Arizona.
Nice. We love you guys.
Is it Kempner?
You know what? Can you describe that again, Sam?
Yeah. Blue, pink, yellow colors with large festive flowers.
Okay, if it wasn't pink, I would have said Burke, because I remember him having some kind of girly scrub cap, too.
Isn't it Kepner or Sydney Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, pick a name.
April?
Okay, go.
April.
Okay. TSG, you got 10 points out of that. Gigi, you got 20. Red Flames, Callie.
Yeah.
White Blue with ships or ferry boats, Derek Shepherd.
Yeah.
Blue and red dots on a white background is actually Han at Seattle Grace.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Light purple with wisp of even lighter purple is Yang's new scrub cap.
Ooh.
And blue, pink, yellow colors with large festive flowers is April Kepner's new attending scrub cap.
Yeah, I love her scrub cap.
She didn't even
All right. Words. Ladies, are you ready to Whipple?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll Whipple like... Like
okay, we're
going to
switch it around just a little bit. So, Liv,
Mom, let's practice me and you. Let's just practice.
Okay, Liv, it's your first. It goes Lisa.
First. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Then Amanda, and then Kay, you're going to be last.
Wait, I'm third?
Yes, you're third.
Okay.
So it goes
Someone's
Liv.
Calling someone.
Yeah. You can't call a friend on this.
No, I'm calling my real life. They don't know shit about Grays. Don't worry.
Okay. we hear your call.
That's why I'm not hiding it. I'm like, what the hell?
All right. Oh, it is real life calling.
Yeah, it's real life.
Real life calling. Okay.
All right. So let me go through the round, how the list is going to go. Liv, you're going to start us off. Lisa, then Amanda, then Kay. As soon as one basically falls apart, then we drop that person, we start over. And then we go again until we have either one team left, or if you make it all the way through, then each team gets 50 points.
Wait, each time someone gets dropped, we have to start again?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. The song is Running on Sunshine.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's the one word?
Yes. Liv, start us off with the first word.
Oh, yeah, God. I'm just chewing my... Hold on. Sorry, so cool.
Just say a word.
Wait, hold on. I'm chewing my bread. Hold on.
It really is.
I really am. Oh, God, that was so darn good. Okay, what are we doing?
You're right, running on sunshine.
100 points at 100 points on the line.
So, girl.
Lisa?
You.
Got.
Me.
Trippin', Sam.
Lisa?
On.
Sunshine.
You?
Okay. No! Kay's out. All right.
Oh, fuck.
Liv, Lisa, and Amanda. That's start over. Liv, start it again.
Girl.
Lisa.
You.
Got.
Me.
Trippin'.
Amanda?
On.
Sunshine.
God.
Lisa?
God.
Amanda?
Me.
No! Grace Gabble gets it again!
Yeah!
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Mama!
God knows you just made my day.
Alright. I've got a tally for a second.
Spin around. No, I just can't slow down. No, I want to see you walking my way.
Something.
You got me tripping on sunshine. Okay, sorry.
No, you can continue.
What's
okay.
the topic of discussion?
As I tally up the points, the question is, there's a rumor or spoiler that the hospital might be renamed. If the hospital has to be renamed, what would you name it?
Ooh. Oh, do I really have to say this? I give away so much about everything and who I am.
Oh, my God.
Examining Sam.
Oh, my.
What's happening?
We have to name what we would name the hospital.
Because I'm adding up points.
I'm not, I don't want to change the name of the hospital.
No, what, if you, it was up to you.
If I was,
what would you name it? If you could.
I would not change it.
Okay, from the very beginning, you created them hospital, okay?
Oh!
Oh, shoot. Liv, come in, I need my phone's not charging. I'm sorry, girls, I'm trying to. I would name it,
the hospital?
Ying Hunt, hospital.
Seattle Grace Mercy Death.
That's a good
one. Oh, there you go. That's it. Name it.
All right, ladies. Here's the tally.
Oh, I know. Name it. Oh, I know. I can't. Okay, go.
All right. The tally with the two Whipple wins has pulled Gray's Gavel in a far lead. You have 275 to 170.
Damn. Wait. Far lead, girls. Far lead. Do we understand?
But there's another Whipple round coming.
All right,
last round.
We can tweet the points, right?
Yes, you can. You can tweet the points.
Okay.
Maybe that will help your fandom not talk so mean.
Oh.
They're talking mean?
They're
let's
mean.
Go. Come on. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
By the way, Kay, you got the hashtag wrong.
They...
You've got the Seriously Grays podcast and Seriously Grays Throwdown if you want to follow the hashtag.
Whoops.
Okay.
Why do I
have... That why you're not getting your people to talk to you.
I know I've watched for a way to help you.
I didn't do that.
Okay, we're ready. Whatever's going on.
Have you been tweeting, Lisa?
No, I did right now. I haven't been. Look, I can't keep kicking ass and tweeting at the same time.
You are all right,
ladies. Trauma 3.1.
Oh, whoa.
Hold on.
Okay.
Is
this X's?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is the name of the hotel that Addison, Mark, Callie, George, and Richard have all spent the night in? Oh, my gosh. There's everybody there. Okay, Liv, take it.
Yes! I love you, Sam. I just want to say that real quick. I love you. Okay.
Okay, what is
The Carlisle?
No. Back to TSG.
Okay.
The Archfield.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
TSG is going into the OR.
How many points is that?
None. We always win those.
Well, what is this life?
Wait, can I ask? I'm sorry, guys. What was the question? I didn't hear that one. I'm sorry.
It's what is the name of the hotel that Addison, Mark, Callie, George, and Richard have all spent a night or two in?
Oh, and what was it? I didn't even hear it.
Archfield.
Okay.
All right. The operation you're going to be performing is WTFDTAM. What the fork does that acronym mean? Gigi, are you taking the crash cart?
Wait, what is the acronym?
Take the crash cart.
It's a category.
Yes, we are taking the crash cart.
No, we're there.
No.
Maybe you should lay off that Malibu rum, little friend.
If we don't take the crash cart? What does that entail? What does that mean?
Nothing. It just means that you don't risk the points, but nor do you get the points.
Oh, well, we gotta have this fun. Let's take the crash cart.
Think about the acronym. ILS. I love Sam.
Better yet, let's talk about this acronym. TSG. Okay. All
right.
Can the acronym be TSG?
No. Here we go. Name, what are the 5 W's, or common causes of post-op fever?
Wind, water, how many are there?
There are five.
Wonder
five
drug.
W's.
Wind, water.
Wonder drug.
Walking. What's the last one?
Whispering.
Okay, crash cart is needed.
Walking. No! Come on!
Crash cart's needed.
Oh, right. Sam!
We're Name the five W's.
Wait, what? Wait, I don't even know. What are we talking about?
Okay.
Okay. Water, wind, water. Okay, which ones did they get wrong? Or maybe you have to tell us that?
You gotta name the five W's.
It wasn't
okay, one more time, Lisa.
Wait, the five W's of a fever? Or what?
Common causes of post-op fever.
Oh, post-operative. Yeah. Okay.
I was saying it. Don't mess me up here. It's water, wind, walk, wound.
Can I help you?
Yeah.
Walking, basically, from the vein, deep vein thrombosis.
We got it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Drugs or what happened? What did we do wrong with the patient?
Okay. TSG, you scored 40 points on that operation. GG, you picked up the one they missed, which was wound, and you got the 10 points on that.
Yay.
All right. Get your X's ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay.
Hang on.
Oh,
we should get points for these.
No.
You did.
No, for the X's.
Oh, the traumas?
Always get them.
Oh,
yeah.
This is just because
we get
in.
Them.
Yeah, but you're just ringing in.
Yeah, I know.
No, we're ringing in by putting X's.
What it does is it minimizes the Skype slowness.
Oh, yeah. And why don't we text you over the answers, too, sweetie, while we're at it?
Let's go.
All right. Question two. You may need some help on this one. I'll be interested to see if you get this. Mm-hmm. What is Christina's blood type? Oh, Liv.
I got it. I just like to get the X's so I can talk to you. But okay, I'll try to answer. what is O negative?
Bouncing back over to TSG.
This is kind of fun, yeah.
Okay, you can do it.
Oh, positive.
Nope, going back to Gigi.
I am going to have to go with,
it has to be A.
I don't know, does it have to be a negative or a positive?
Yep.
Yeah.
It does. Okay.
I bet you a
I'm going to go.
Girls.
A what? I'm going to go with a negative.
Bounce it back. Last time. Come on, Kay.
A positive.
All right, take it to Twitter, ladies. As a hint, it was announced in Season 1, Episode 12.
Twitter. God damn, I don't type fast enough right now. Liv, why don't you do that?
I think I'm a faster typer.
Because I'm trying to think
because
there's only
it's done. Hey, it's just seriously Gray's throwdown. There's no the.
Oh, goddamn, fuck.
I don't know if you guys say fuck. It's about time. I've been, really ready for that.
I love when the French girls say fuck. That's my new thing. Better than French fries. I love it.
So what is it?
Let's go with.
Is somebody really going to know that?
Yes.
They can Google it for us.
Yeah, they can.
I'm gonna go with B, can I? Did we already say that?
Oh.
Oh. Gosh, now she's being mean to me. Forget that.
A B.
Where's Sam?
I'm here. I'm listening. Just wait for the right answer.
Oh, neg! No, that's not the right answer. We said that.
Yeah.
See, do you guys feel that you're confident enough to continue this competition?
Be positive.
A little concerned.
What is it?
Be positive?
Nope.
You can't. It would just, because she's already told me I was wrong.
Okay. Do we have to take turns or can we just start shouting things out?
You can start shouting things out.
Oh, A negative. A positive. B negative. B positive. A B negative.
I'm going with
A,
B. O, B.
Amanda got it.
Amanda, I love you.
It's A B positive.
Oh, yeah. We actually just got the tweet there of A B positive.
Was it one of our bloggers?
No.
Yes.
Our person who actually
put some money on us.
Yeah, this person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have one person who cares about us.
Aww. I care about you, little love bugs. If I wasn't playing against
all
you,
right,
I'd be rooting for you.
No, you care about Sam.
I do. That's true.
Okay, TSG, yeah. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. TSG, crash cart may be needed. The surgery category is Justin's Babers.
Okay. Go, Amanda.
Wait, so
Is there a crash cart, though?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. All right. For 10 points each, name all of Justin Chambers' kids.
Oh my god.
You know that, Liv.
Okay. Amanda.
Amanda, take a pet.
Yep.
Okay. Isabella, Kayla, Mayor Maya, Ava and Jackson.
They got it.
No, that's wrong.
Scores 40 on that. Okay, TSG scores 40 on that one. GG scores 10.
Thank you.
All right.
Love, those are 10 points of the whole night.
Okay. Wow. All right. Get your X's ready, ladies.
We're ready.
X's ready.
Yep.
Name again.
I got it.
I'm all so busy for you, Sam. Bring it. Uh-huh. Come on.
What is the name of the fiancé Owen left behind to go to Iraq? Okay, we got a ton of people who just buzzed in.
Lisa, are you serious?
First one was Kay.
Oh, baloney.
It's
no way.
Beth Whitman.
Got it.
I love you, Kay.
All right. This one's going to be tough, though. We are going to the OR, TSG. You've got name... It's the category is called We Are Family. Are we going to have a crash cart?
Of course. Yeah, let's bring it.
Okay. TSG, you're operating, and I'm going to name a character, and you have to name their canon parents' names.
Okay.
Meredith Grey.
Oh, is this for me and Kay together?
Meredith Grey. Yeah. Her parents are Ellis and Thatcher.
Last name?
Grey.
Thatcher Grey.
Okay. Number two, Arizona Robbins.
Arizona's parents are Barbara and Daniel Robbins.
George O'Malley.
George O'Malley's parents, his mom is Louise, and his father is?
Harold O'Malley.
Number four, Callie Torres.
Her mom is Lucia, and the dad is?
Carlos.
Yes.
Carlos, Torres.
Number five, Preston Burke.
The mom is Jane, and... Donald,
yeah.
TSG nails it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go get your X's ready.
Ready.
Okay, let's go with the fourth trauma of round three. What medical condition did Zola Shepherd suffer from before she was adopted by Meredith and Derek?
Crap.
I don't.
Okay, I think I know.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. Liv, you buzzed in first.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. I like to buzz in so I can be close to you, Sam. What was the question?
Oh my gosh. All right, question is, what medical condition did Zola Shepherd suffer from before she was adopted by Meredith and Derek?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
God. I have to be really careful.
I think I should just answer because I'm like her proxy.
Bounce it over to Amanda.
Is it just like Caesar's?
Bouncing back over to Grey's Gavel.
Hello, yes. It's called spina bifida.
You got it. Grey's Gavel's going to the OR.
Thanks, Lisa.
No problem. It should be.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm so glad you won this one. Because the surgery category is things that make you go,
Oh, gosh.
Yay! Give it to Liv.
All right.
I'll do it. Where do I go? Okay, I gotta go. Oh, my God, me and you. Can you tell me, like, a little secret, Sam, when you type it in?
Sure. Sure, here you go.
Wait, hold on. How do I get back to you? Shit.
There you go.
Oh, we have to hum again? Oh, my God.
No, and Lisa, not only do you have to name the song, but you also need to name the episode it's from.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Really? This song?
No, that's not a song. That's a secret.
Oh, I already knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I know, yeah. I know all about you, little Sam Sam.
Oh, that's creepy. Okay, now, here's your real song.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yes.
Motherfucker. Who picked this up?
It's actually really easy to hum.
Okay, if you answer your phone, bye. Hello?
All right. Lisa, Liv just got the song, so she's going to be humming to the song. You need to name the song and where it's from. Or what episode it's from.
No, wait. Can I ask you, because this song came out by two different artists on the soundtrack. Did you know that?
I don't care about the artist. I want just the song title and, oh, I see what you mean.
Okay,
If she can give me one of the two, I don't mind. I'll take either one.
Let's see. Okay. La 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 la.
Hey, I mean.
Can I call bullshit?
No.
You can, because I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, how do you say asshole in French? Okay.
Tout cul.
Yeah, you may want to deal with that.
Let him take that crash car.
Okay. All right. Good Lord.
Give it to Amanda.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's hear her call bullshit, too.
Come on, baby.
they'll mispronounce it.
Oh,
and
okay.
Still manage to get right.
No, hang on. I don't.
There's no way. These songs are hard. That
I don't know it. I'll try to. Huh?
Pick a Katy Perry song.
It's time to eat some tilapia.
Oh my God, I have a song for you. I'm a creep.
I don't know it.
I wanna tell you. You're an asshole.
All right, here's the song. See if you remember it. Neither crash cart patient died on the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
You guys remember it?
It's called You Are My Joy by Reindeer Section. It was played in episode 3 of season 1, The First Transplant.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, they took the crash cart so they get like a negative 100 points?
Nope, they get a negative 50.
I hate you!
Are we good?
This is supposed to be fun.
Wait, all right. In French again. What? How do you say it?
Put cul. All
right, number 5. Get your X's ready, ladies.
Oh shit!
Wait.
This part gets hard. Hold on.
You are my joy.
This is fun.
Okay.
You guys are funny. I'm not nearly as big of an asshole as Liv is, so don't worry.
Okay. I'm ready.
Are we getting X's?
Oh, shit. I'm in the rock box again.
Oh, wait.
I have that problem all the time.
It would have gone to Sam anyway. Okay, go.
All right, everybody in the right box?
Yeah.
Boxes that belong to them?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, last one for the last round. Ronnie is the name of one of George's brothers. What is the name of the other one?
Kay's lighting a match or a cigarette lighter.
All right, Liv, you buzzed in before I finished the question there. Amanda, go for it.
Which one did you say?
Said Ronnie is the name of one of George's brothers. What is the name of the other one?
Jerry.
Got it. TSG's going to the OR.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get it, girls. Bring it back.
All right. Baby.
Are you crash carding? Is Gigi crash carding?
Of course.
You should probably take a break on the crash cars.
Wait, who's taking...
When you're in a positive, then worry about us. When you get back, come back.
Okay, go. Let's hear. Shh.
All right. The surgery category is ingrained mycosin.
Oh my gosh.
What does that mean? Is that French?
Spell it.
We have to spell it.
No, this is just the category.
I was just kidding.
Ingrained mycosin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just so that you can, Gigi, are you going to be taking the crash cart?
Yeah.
Okay. Shonda loves her some Ingrid Michaelson. Decode the following titles of Ingrid Michaelson's songs for 10 points each. These have all been used on the show.
How do you identify decode?
Well, I'm going to say a line, and you need to say what song this is.
Okay.
Marble Transformation.
I guess we have to bullshit something.
No, you have to, it's a song title. It's one of the song titles.
Yeah, but we don't seem to know the answer.
Okay.
So I'll bullshit my pearl earring.
Okay. These have all been songs in the show, just to let you know.
Oh, yeah. Do you know that there's 9 seasons?
Okay, number 2. Small amounts of substance connected by links of itself.
What?
Small amounts of substance connected by links of itself.
So, you
call the crash cart.
Human fluid.
Okay.
I thought Kay was nice, like me.
She's playing.
She has issues. Asshole.
Okay, number 3 in the OR. Number 3. The place above your carpals.
Is my nipples?
No.
The what?
Fingertips.
The place above your carpals. What song is related? What Ingrid Michaelson song is related to this?
Okay.
You are my sunshine.
My own sunshine.
Number 4.
Make me happy.
Number 4. All of the people.
All the people.
Yeah, the kids on popped up.
Okay. I think I got that one. That's like the only one I think I got. Okay.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Inside second person singular.
What again? What?
Number 5. You're not even doing this yet. Number 5. Inside second person singular.
Monogamy is a good thing.
Okay. Well, TSG completely whiffed on that OR.
I don't know who Michaelson person is.
I know who she is. I just don't know any of the songs.
Okay. Let's see if Grace Gabel can handle it. All right, number 1, Grey's Gabel for the crash cart. Marble Transformation.
Marble Transformation.
Turn to stone.
Got it. Turn to stone.
Got it.
Small amounts of substance connected by links of itself.
Winter Song.
Number 3.
That's
a good song.
Too late. Number 3, the place above your carpals.
Okay, hold on. Corner of your heart. Googling. No.
Yeah.
I'll kick your little asses all the way from Canada.
Number 4, all of the people.
All the other kids with chopsticks.
I don't know that one. I only know one more of her songs.
Human
okay,
again?
Number 5. Number 4, all of the people.
Human again?
Okay, is number that? 5. Oh. Inside second person singular.
Wait, what? Again, I can't hear
inside
you.
Inside second person singular.
The way I am.
Holy shit, you guys.
Wait, did you see her live?
She was at the Grey's Anatomy concert, but we love her. Our song is Winter
Marble Transformation, turned to stone, as listened to in 522 at What a Difference a Day Makes. Small amounts of substance connected by links of itself. The chain, which is a 6.3.
I had that one, Liv. I had that one.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Oh.
Number three, The Place Above Your Carpals, Palm of Your Hand from 814. All You Need Is Love.
I didn't know.
All You Need Is Love. Oh, baby.
All right. All of the People, Everybody from 612. I Like You So Much Better When You're Naked.
Oh, I do, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Inside Second Person Singular, Into You from 9.1, the very end.
Oh, good one, yes.
All right, so let me. Would you like me to tabulate now, or do you want to do a Whipple?
Let's do a Whipple. Let's do a Whipple.
Let's Whipple. Yeah.
Switching things up. Kay, you are going to be first on deck, or you're in the batter's box.
I'm tired already.
It goes, Kay, Amanda, mm-hmm. Lisa, and Liv.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Thank God.
The song is How to Save a Life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Okay, I can start?
Yep.
Starting.
Snap.
One.
Lisa?
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on.
Nope.
You guys threw me off.
Okay, start over again. Liv, you're standing in for Gray's. Gray's Gabble. All right, so it goes, K, Amanda, Liv. K, start.
Wait, K.
I have to start again?
Yes.
Yep.
Snap.
One.
You. Live. You.
Say. Yeah.
We.
Need.
To.
Talk.
He.
Walks.
Amanda?
He.
No! Amanda's out.
Okay, I start again.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Damn song. Whoa. Sam,
I know.
Huh?
Okay, who goes?
Who goes?
Where am I? Am I not going now?
You're not going.
Okay.
And Liv. Okay, Kay, start.
Step.
One.
You.
Say.
We.
Need.
To.
Talk.
He.
Walks.
You.
Say.
Sit.
Down.
It's.
Just.
A.
Talk.
He.
Smiles
politely
back
at
you.
You
stare
politely
right
on
through.
Keep going.
Some
sort
of
window
to
your
right.
Holy shit.
Ow. As.
Okay.
He.
Goes.
Left.
And.
You.
Oh my God.
Say.
Right.
Between.
The.
Lines.
Of.
Fear.
And.
Blame.
You guys suck.
And.
You.
No!
Fuck!
No,
it's okay, Kay, I love you anyway.
We fucked up?
No, fuck
okay,
yeah!
You got it? Oh, fuck yeah! Finally, Liv, goddamn!
Yeah!
Did I fuck up?
You, Sam?
Fine, Kay, I love you.
You're fucking all!
Oh!
Alright, stop.
Do you know where I went wrong?
Where did I go wrong?
Wrong, I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness and I... Sorry.
I demand an explanation.
Yeah, you said it was you or something instead of he.
Oh, I would have made the same mistake.
Okay. You said...
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. We're out.
Okay.
Here's the discussion I tabulate.
Can we just win already?
No, you've got a nasty one coming up. All right. Last final wager round. All right, tally talk as I come up with totals. What are your biggest hopes and fears for the rest of season 9?
That they fuck up.
I just want Crone. I want Crone to be left alone. Give Marin Dare something so the fans will shut up.
Amen.
And you know, bring. I like Calzona. I really like everything Arizona's done this year. You know, Callie is just, there's no words for how amazing she is. I'm not.
Nancy to leave her alone too. I don't know why people get mad at her. What did she do wrong? I forgot.
I don't want Alex with that Tomb Raider, whatever the heck she is. And I love Dopey, the intern Dopey. I want him to hook it up, like screw all the other interns. That'll be fun. And then, probably, I don't know, Jackson maybe gets hit by an ambulance. They put him in a coma.
Holy.
I like J'April. Stop.
Well, she could go visit him while he's in the coma and read to him.
True. All right. What about you guys? Okay, no, they were quiet. Yeah. What's your hopes? Come on.
Our hopes?
TSG, tell us.
I want Alex to find love.
That's it?
Yeah.
No one else?
And I want everybody to be happy and for Arizona.
No, that's boring.
No, I like the season so far. I like how the storylines are tied together. No. I don't know. I like the
I do too. I love it. And I don't mind dark. I love dark Arizona.
No, dark?
Dark Arizona
fine.
Is pretty sexy. I also like it, covered in blood.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I'll be honest with you guys. You know, when she's all shiny happy, I'm not like always a shiny happy kind of gal. So I love her right now with flavor. Much better. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Me smack into the door. Okay, you didn't. Good.
Okay. Here we go. Right now the totals are actually not as far as I thought they'd be. 365 for Grey's Gabble and 250 for Seriously Grey's podcast. Now
365 for them.
365 versus 250. You're both kind of within shot. Now here's what we're gonna do.
No, all or nothing.
No, it's not all or nothing, but it could be. Could be. Here we go. This is the final round wager.
Okay.
You are going to have to wager points based on the category.
What?
Oh.
What?
You have to wager points based on the category and then hope that you answer it correctly.
I don't understand.
Okay. Now, you may wait. Your wager must be from consensus, so it's not just one person, but both of you must agree to the wager.
Okay.
You can also wager zero. I also ask that at this point, we don't, you can tweet the scores for so far, but after this, we don't tweet scores.
Okay.
And we don't tell who wins until we release the recording. Can we agree to that?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't even tweet
anything. No problem.
Anything.
We'll both pretend like we won.
Okay, that'll be fine. Alright. So the wager topic. Now, what you have to wager, once again, for Grey's Gabble, you have 365 points you can wager. For TSG, you have 250 you can wager.
Mm-hmm.
Wager topic. It's called "If you're up for it, I'd like to take you to dinner for." I'd like to take you to dinner sometime.
Okay.
The wager topic is "If you're up for it, I'd like to take you to dinner sometime."
Okay, and anyone can bet anything.
You have to. You can't bet more than your points that you have.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can't bet more than 250.
What I mean is, we can both bet on the category.
You got to come to consensus, though. You have to talk to each other.
Okay, Amanda. Or, no, what I mean, Gigi can bet on this category too, right?
Yeah, you're both betting.
Okay.
Okay.
I definitely know where this is going. I remember that line. I know who said it to whom.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. It's
so
just a wager, but it's just a wager category.
Oh, okay, just a category.
So.
How much do you feel comfortable betting, Kay?
I feel like this is...
Want to go 50?
Yeah, let's go 50.
Okay.
Now, what's the question again?
It's the wager topic.
The wager topic is,
if you're up for it, I'd like to take you to dinner. Take you out to dinner sometime.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Kay, just to remember, if you win, that would still only put you at 300 points. That would still be less than Gigi's 365.
Do we only have one question?
You only have one question. This is the final question.
This is the final thing?
Yeah.
We had a bet more than Kay.
Yeah.
All right, this is the final wager round. This is it.
Oh, well, how about all or nothing?
Yeah, let's bet all of it.
All or nothing.
Don't have to, because if they fail. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Wait, what?
Well, we have to wait and see what they bet. So
no, that's not
no, the no, no, you're first. Why don't we? Why don't we? I'll give you the answers too.
Okay.
Drops.
Okay.
Why don't we all just...
How about this? Both of you, since you guys know each other's Skypes, take it to Skype.
Okay.
And then you're going to Skype me your consensus.
Okay. Well, so we have... Okay.
Decide it with each other. You don't have to listen to the other person.
Okay.
Or the other team.
Let's just make sure if we get it, we win. Like,
All right, and you can just tweet me, you can Skype me personally, and that way the other team won't see your wager. And don't say your wager once you appear.
Well, we have to know it already? I don't think that's right, though, because I would feel that we have the right to know they're wagering. But, okay.
But they don't know what you're wagering, either. All right. I've got two wagers. That's not a wager, Liv.
I'm not allowed to wager. Lisa's taking it.
Okay. Lisa, make sure you don't post in group.
Okay. God, that's just not right. I can't,
Live.
I don't know. Okay, is that where you say the post here?
It keeps it out of group chat so they don't know what you're wagering either. You could wager zero, you could wager all of your points. It doesn't matter.
Well, I want to wager everything because I'm an all-or-in kind of gal, but...
You might want to talk to Liv.
What do I get? Can I have Sam?
Oh, my dear.
No, I'm not, no.
She's a little biased.
What was that? What?
Why are you whispering, you little French freak?
I'm not even talking! Why? Why am I being blamed for everything?
Oh, that's how it is. They always blame the French.
All right, are we ready?
No, I don't have a bet from the other side yet.
Come on, Gigi.
The other side. You mean the dark side?
What? We're like the land of Grey's Gavel. We're
dark
like
all side. Of all.
Remember, we're supposed to.
Okay, I may have a wager. Okay, I've got a wager.
I'm just not comfortable with that, but
okay. So I will announce what your wagers were after the question. All right, now are we ready?
This is a good idea.
What if I'm not ready? What if I decide I want to wager more?
Nope.
I feel like I need more time to mull over this, but okay.
Would you like to take a moment?
Well, I kind of do. I mean...
Okay, take a moment.
It's okay. We can just get with it.
The category again is...
The category again is, if you're up for it, I'd like to take you out to dinner sometime.
Now, is it going to be quotes? Because I believe I know who said that.
It's just a wager topic. It's just a category.
Oh.
Okay. Well, then I'll just leave it like I have it. Then.
Okay. That's your wager. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. You may not talk.
They're off with this confidence.
We can't talk?
No, oops, you're not going to want to do this.
French nonsense.
All right, because I don't want you guys giving each other the wrong answer or the right answer or whatever. So nobody's getting helped by this. So you're going to have to, one of you, you may want to select two, but you feel free to type to each other all you want.
Okay.
All right. One of you needs to send in an answer. Oh. I will accept the first answer. So Liv?
The answer that is spoken, right?
No, it's the answer that's typed.
Okay.
The answer that's typed.
Okay.
All right. That way, nobody is influenced by each other.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Me?
Well, I'm just saying that
can we still think of the answer together?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can type back and forth to each other. You just can't say it to the other team's here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Last question, ladies. Liv, that is not an answer.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. The wager topic is, if you're up for it, I'd like to take you out to dinner sometime because it's all about dating. Question. What is the original air date of the Grey's Anatomy pilot?
Oh, I know this.
No Googling, right?
No Google.
Amanda, send it.
Oh, hang on.
It doesn't have to be rushed. It's not a time.
Okay. And no Googling, right?
Are you are you positive?
I'm like about 90% sure positive.
Okay, I trust you. I fully trust you.
Okay.
There you
go. Okay, I'm gonna put this in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I've got Amanda's answer. Well, I've got Seriously Gray's podcast answer.
Oh, we have to give an answer too?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know the answer.
And then type away.
Then do it. Put it in.
Oh, boy. All right, ladies.
Okay, who won?
The original air date, at least according to Wikipedia and all those sources. Original air date is March
27th, 2005.
Shit.
I got it! You got it, Lisa!
Shut the fuck. Yes! I knew it was 05, but I did not know March 27th.
Alright.
Oh my god, what did they put, Sam?
Okay, Amanda's answer, or TSG's answer, was March 25th, 2005. Oh, TSG, hey, come on. TSG wagered 200 points. So that takes them down to 50 points.
Okay, what did they put?
Gray's Gavel put March 27th, 2005.
Ah, shit.
And they wagered zero.
Oh, my God. It's Rowdy's birthday. That's the only reason why I knew. Oh, God.
All right, so that puts us the final score, ladies. The final score is Gray's Gavel at 365 versus the Seriously Gray's podcast at 50.
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
What?
Oh, man.
But really, ladies, really, we can actually talk about this, that the real winners, all of us, we get Gray's.
Yay.
Ooh.
I don't know why I thought it.
We're the winners. We're the queens.
Can we just thank Sam for making this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sam, I'll thank you. Yeah. You've never been thanked before.
Oh,
wait a minute. March 27th. That's like my opinion.
I had, honestly, girls, I think God Live knew the exact. I knew it was 05, positively, but I was not sure.
It's his birthday. And that's how I always remember
it. You guys are jerk faces.
I know.
So is Nick's husband.
You were amazing, Sam.
That's close.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for playing.
Woo!
Thank you for hosting.
Thank you. And
you were awesome.
Let's do this again.
Yes,
we got to do a rematch, Kay and Amanda. We need to get our bloggers in with you guys.
We're supposed to say that we all are going to come to the conclusion that there is no winner. We are all winners because we are all great big fans of Grey's Anatomy. And together, the Grey's Gavels, girls, and Seriously Grey's, we would like to start doing podcasts together on hiatuses.
Yay. It's gonna be awesome.
We think we all get along well. I think that we all have lots of different opinions. That
we also have sexy voices.
Exactly.
That's the number one thing.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say it, ladies. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for putting up with this, and thanks for being great sports.
Thank you. Loved it. Win or lose, it was awesome.
We love you, Grace Gablers.
I could do this all day.
I'm stressed. I feel like I need to.
I think me and Kay got our asses whipped in the songs.
Yes,
that's what killed us.
You know what? Only reason I got it in the songs is because those, like, Sunshine. I got that. How many times have I watched that on repeat?
And like, How to Save a Life. That's like my favorite song ever. I play it 20 times a day, every day.
That was pure luck. Everything else,
We all did well. So. I'm Amanda, and I seriously had a lot of fun and can't wait to podcast with you Grey's Gavel ladies again.
I'm Kay, and I seriously think that I'll start studying my Grey's Anatomy songs.
I'm Lisa, and I'm seriously thankful for every one of you gabblers and this awesome podcast. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm Liv. And seriously, I love Sam.
Where did this even come from?
Oh, with Amanda.
Wait, what? What did my name say?
And I love Freaky French K. And, no, I just kidding. I love Amanda, too. And I'm so thankful to all of you for putting in the effort, and we hope that we entertained you.
You definitely entertained me. And you just made me want more. All right, I'm going to stop recording.
Say that to me.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who submitted questions. It was definitely a different experience not knowing what was coming on our own podcast. So, yeah, this was a lot of fun, and let's just say that I came up with this amazing idea. Okay.
Yes, in the shower.
In the shower. Yeah, I was naked. So, yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Fire. Hearts on fire.
I wish you never told me now. It seems too easy.